piss. Keep it simple, stupid.
Testicles, 1, 2, testicles. Welcome back to Paranoid Radio Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your humble host, Trebles Garcia. Ladies and gentlemen, I have an amazing episode lined up for all of you guys. And I want to thank the Lord, before anything, for allowing me to be here today. I want to thank every single one of you for tuning back in on this amazing, beautiful second episode of the week. On this amazing, beautiful first week of 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is brought to you by Rogue One Media. Go rogue with all your multimedia needs at that one-stop shop, rogueonemedia.com. Ladies and gentlemen, do not forget to check us out at paranoidradio.com. Do not stop dropping 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. This allows other people to enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. Now, please allow me to jump in from the deep end of the pool and set the fucking mood. Ascension from and through time and space and gravity, flatline frequencies and vibrational influences. Is there anyone else that can germinate the seeds of creation better than my influential friends? No. This guy is an ex-actor, podcast host, multimedia producing mogul, my personal friend, U.S. Patriot, JB from the Renegade Family of Light Instagram page. Welcome back, JB. What's going, bro?
What's up? Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year,
Kick man. Kick it off. It's going to be a real turbulent year, so buckle up and strap yourself in because it's going to be a ride.
It sounds hectic. 2024 already started with the bang, not only around the world but most importantly here at Paranoid Radio Podcast. So by having you on, we're giving you a third dose of greatness this beautiful week. And I want to thank Renegade Family of Light, JB, for being here again, dropping bombs on the first Friday of every week. Now this Friday was a little, you know,
every month
it altercated with flash underscore news one, but it doesn't matter because we're going to still drop a triple dose of greatness. And this is what we do. We fucking podcast host and we drop bombs of knowledge and challenge your reality one episode at a time every single fucking week. Make sure you check us out at paranoidradio.com and make sure you follow @family_of_light on Instagram. Now, JB, tell them about you. Where could they find you and then take it over?
Well, you just did. So we covered that part. Renegade Family of Light. You guys know we battle this out every day of the week. We're in the trenches fighting, trying to expose the truth. Flash, you, me, Morph, the Red Pill heavy hitters, the gangs, and we're gonna just keep moving, and we're getting stronger and stronger by the day, by the month, by the year. So this year really hit hard, and this yes. show's taken off like a rocket ship. And that's all because people want the truth, and that's what we're here to deliver. Now, based on that, it's like, here's the thing. Everything that we ever have known, we've discovered, has been a lie. We've been lied to from day one for generations upon generations, thousands of years. It's been going on, these lies. And you and I, we've been uncovering it, dating all the way back to the Sumerian tablets. We went to the beginning, but now we're in modern day, and it's a war. It's a psychological war. It's a war of information. It's fifth generational warfare where there's no tanks. There's no bombs and planes. It's warfare. You can't see your enemy. And it's all based on psychology, mind manipulation, information warfare, and also infrastructure hacking, where the grid system, the transit system, all these little things that have been getting hacked, the railroads that are, farms that are getting blown up, these are little tiny attacks that happen that we can't see to fight back against our enemy. And it's the most advanced warfare ever displayed. So we're in it right now. It's not, I mean, the United States has not adjusted. They're still in like a World War II format where they think, you know, big planes and big guns and big ships are going to fight wars. It's not the case. It's all behind the scenes. But here's the thing. We all believe that devolution is taking place. We believe Trump installed that at the end of his term. So we're under that belief. Mm-hmm. Then some things have to be going on that are going on like that are serious, serious business. And we're not hearing about it. So what I feel that at this point in time that nobody's talking about is the one journalistic news outlet called Real Raw News that is reporting on these events are coming out of Gitmo. They have given exclusive access to one journalist who is from Real Raw News, and that's the only journalist that they're giving access to that they're going to trust to report accurately the events. Uh-huh. This journalist is quoting like generals and officers and their names, and they're basically allowing it, and they're authorizing it. And so if it was fake, he wouldn't be able to put these people's names, these generals' names, into these documents, these reports, without getting in trouble, without getting shut down, without just being completely, you know, arrested. The news is never going to report on this. They try to shut it down. But now we're going to look at some of these articles, because like it's like, why isn't more people talking about it? Because this is talking about the trenches stuff, like battles, like fights and deaths and arrests and tribunals and executions. Like this is report
okay.
heavy shit. Like nah. This is no like bullshit. I'm going to show you like right now, like I've seen so much stuff. I mean, I've read so much stuff on this that I'm totally like, I've seen enough to know what's bullshit and what's not. And this is not bullshit. So okay. legitimate
taking
stuff.
Over the screen.
All right. So just to show some of the latest news, I mean, there's stuff in here that'll blow your mind. Like, literal battles between federal agents and Marines, Americans on Americans on American soil, you know, gunfights and killing and deaths. But here's something.
Holy fuck. Okay.
This is real shit. This is all coming out of Gitmo. This is all through Gitmo. So Guantanamo Bay, the Marines, the White Hats, they're fighting a sick freaking war against the dark military and the Biden administration's military. And there's battles, there's deaths, there's attacks, there's a whole bunch of shit. So now there's arrests. Now look, Katie Hobbs out of Arizona, she was arrested and convicted of treason for conspiracy to commit murder against Carrie Lake. She was hung and executed at Guantanamo Bay.
How the fuck did not...
Tell me about it, dude. Tell me about it.
Wait. I have a deep state correspondent, Flash.
Yeah, he's going to love this.
He has invention. He's going to love this shit.
Oh, holy, I know. Flash was macaroni. The first person. I'm like, he should have been on this episode. But yeah, this is all going to tie back to Flash's news, because this is like shit that nobody wants to know. So you got Katie Hobbs. She's been convicted and hung at executed in a tribunal, uh-huh. military tribunal. So now if you wind up seeing Katie Hobbs on TV somewhere, it's a body double or it's a clone, because they have arrested clones and they find out it's a clone and they realize they got the wrong one, and they keep trying and trying and trying until they finally get the right one. Katie Hobbs, they got her. Colorado. Okay. Uh-huh. Colorado court justice, President Trump from the state ballot.
Okay. Fuck so, you. Wait, hold the fuck up. This is not on any fucking headline of any mainstream media in the fucking entire planet. This is retarded. Exactly. How the fuck?
The question is why? Isn't more independent news broadcasts, news journalists reporting on this? Like, why is it being ignored? I mean, this is, if it's legit, and I do believe it is, because I have been following this thing for 3 years and I'm pretty good.
It's been hitting on the nail every single time that they've been speaking on anything, right? Okay.
They have not been caught bullshitting, fabricating, lying. And if they say something that's incorrect, they always follow up by saying, we made a mistake and this is the correct, because they don't want to lose their access to all this information. Like, basically, they get a shot at getting all the good stuff. And if they fuck up, they're not going to have access no more. Then
let me ask you something. Doesn't this play with this whole scenario where they have to tell us the truth or somehow, some way through an outlet, regardless if we're paying attention or not, so that they could get away with the fucking shit that's happening? Right.
First of all, the site has been shut down a few times by the cabal, and they had to reroute themselves, you know, into a new hosting service. For the most part, cabal is, I guess, letting this exist because they believe that nobody believes it, because they're not getting the attention that they should. So they say, okay, the truth is out, but nobody's buying it. We'll just continue to lie. There's so many stories in here that'll blow your mind. Here's the latest. The United States Marines on Wednesday arrested and charged of treason one of the four Colorado Supreme Court justices. Hold on. A source in General Eric M. Smith's office told Real Raw News. So now they're quoting General Eric M. Smith, who's the lead general of the White Hat Army in Guantanamo Bay. He's the head guy.
And these are official names that you could go on to Google right now. They're typing your fucking search.
They're named all the time, and nobody ever redacts it, and nobody ever cites them for false information. These generals are allowing this to be told. There's the reason, because this thing would have been shut down a long time ago.
Holy fuck, dude.
So they're documenting the events, and they're letting one journal. It makes sense. And also what makes sense is that if there was a real, real war going on behind the scenes, this is the kind of shit that would be happening. Like, it would be, because we win battles and we lose battles. We win battles. So there's a lot of times where, like, it's reporting, like, really bad shit. Marines were killed, or White Hats were killed. A lot of times they get information that the cabal is setting them up for. They'll give them a tail because they're investigating shit. They'll go to arrest somebody, and then they get ambushed, and fucking it was a bad tail. They talk about the FBI, the fifth columnists that report to them. The fifth columnists are the FBI guys that are secretly reporting against the cabal. So they get information from them, and there's secret. There's guys in the CIA who are secretly going against them and reporting and helping them out with.
There's people that have been saying this. I think a Flash mentioned it one time. Again, a third time I mentioned this guy. He said something about, just like there is bad guys trying to fucking destroy and leave the world in darkness, there's also people that are actually trying to defend it from it equally as strong. And this is fucking the perfect example of how there's also people on the other side really trying to fucking lead the movement, bro. This is huge.
We got spies on the dark side working for us, just like they have spies. Just like Trump had all the traitors in his cabinet, we have people that are in their cabinet, their inner circles that are working for us as well. Some of them have done it naturally. Some of them are doing it to work off the charges that are against them, trying to rectify their own cases, and they cut a deal. Continue story. The judge, General Smith, sent Marines to Colorado after Vice Admiral Crandall compared the court's 230-page ruling against Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which states that no person shall hold any office, civil or military, under the United States law who has previously taken an oath as an officer of the United States and conducted in insurrection. As Trump was,
you know what, dude, this matches all with the theme. Devolution 1, the massive episode you donated to Paranoid Radio Podcast and to the listeners with Flash and myself. That fucking, we went down how there was no patches in the military that was military, big freaking quotation marks, that were at the inauguration of Joe Biden. While we had special little emblems on the hats that are spies, special forces, and black operatives working for the United States American military, while the United States president, the 45th president, Donald Trump, was being inaugurated. And this is huge. The way that they announced the cannons, they were freaking, and they announced Donald Trump like a proper entrance into the presidency. And they announced Joe Biden like if somebody was dying and all the patches were missing. This is all not occultic, but this is all symbolism when people were, that people that are military, our hidden military, are trying to tell us that we are really in a real physical war. And if we know anything from World War II until year to date, the biggest American asset, the biggest American military tool is the propaganda, the fine-tuned propaganda machine.
Yes. Yeah, that's what it is. It's an information of war. It's a warfare. So we have to constantly do our due diligence and constantly vet and figure out, is this true? Is this is this really happening? Like, all the stuff we get, we're pretty good at getting to the bottom of things eventually. We might get thrown off the tracks in the beginning, but eventually we figure it out. And this is something that
it's a murky in the conspiracy world, and the truth movement is really it has a haze over it. It's very murky, and then people this is why people fall off. And but to be honest with you, it looks like you obviously did your research. I need you to send me please send me the link to this webpage.
I'm gonna put it in the description of the show. We want people to be checking in on this shit regularly, because it's going to give you a good gauge on where we're at. And it's also going to give you hope that there's a fight going on. There's good guys fighting the good fight, because these guys are really, like, these Marines and these White Hats, they have taken the oath saying, we're going to get this country back and we're going to do whatever it takes to get it back. And they have no problem with freaking executing, like, dark force military men that are American, because the things that they have done to our guys are just, there's stories in here of the torture that they have done to the White Hat guys, where if they've captured and they've just completely, just gruesomely
I believe tortured it. Them. So I believe it.
So now check this out. So we got this one justice the other day, and just to read the bottom of this, they cased the house, they breached the door, they got inside, they got him. And then the Marines searched the home and confiscated several electronic devices, two cell phones, one of which source said had photographs of the Trump family, including what appeared to be clandestinely taken shots of Barron and Melania outside a retail store in Palm Beach, Florida. From the looks of it, someone tailed them and was taking their pictures, but the judge refused to talk, being taken into custody, and she's going to be heading to Guantanamo Bay. So now that was the other day. Now the newest story is they just arrested a second judge. I'm going to go through titles. Title, ready? JAG arrests Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger of treason. Do you realize who that is? Brad Raffensperger. He's the guy that was on the phone with Trump when Trump was trying to find out where those 11,000 boats were. He's the freaking Secretary of State on Trump. They just arrested him.
No one's talking about this.
Yeah, no shit.
Nobody, dude.
Here's another one. Military arrests second Colorado Supreme Court justice. I didn't even read this yet. They just arrested a second Supreme Court justice from Colorado. United States Special Forces on New Year's Eve arrested a second Colorado Supreme Court justice. 11 p.m. Special Forces detached breached the front door of the Port St. Lucie, Florida home with Justice William Hood had been hiding since December 27th because they found out that the first judge got arrested and they all went into hiding. They scattered. There was four more judges they were looking for. When his Colorado address was posted online and allegedly began receiving death threats from, according to FBI director Christopher Wray. So basically the FBI was already sending death threats to the judges, knowing that if you talk, we're going to execute you and your whole family, because they found out that the other judge was arrested. This makes sense. This is what the real war would be going on. Like, this is what makes me think, okay, a real fight is happening, because this is what would happen. This is how it would go down.
Digital soldiers, dog. This is fucking huge, and it matches. Huge, you know, I'm gonna be honest with you. The media companies that you listen to on a daily basis, on every radio station, on every frequency, on every channel, on every single fucking featured programming, all of them have been backed up by big corporations, pharmaceutical companies that control everything that you consume, right? What gives them the credentials to be the real fucking news? Just the money. If you follow the money, you'll find not only breadcrumbs, but full bread sums and bullshit and evilness. Now, tell me who you can't talk about, and I'll tell you who exactly is in charge. This is the people, this is the shit that they will be hiding from you on a daily basis and will not report on, because it doesn't synergize with the fucking leaders and the people that are at the top corporately own you. This is fucking huge, dog. It's massive. You got to check this shit out.
They need to be on this shit, because this is legit, like, shit that's happening, and we need to be on top of it, because it's gonna give us the right picture to frame. Look, JAG convicts CDC official Karen Hacker. Marines arrest WHO official. Like, a lot of shit's going down, bro. Like, a lot of shit that you don't think is happening. And they're like, oh, what's happening? Dude, shit's happening.
Let me ask you something. What about on a global scale? Because this is not only here in the United States. I would assume we have 19 aircraft carriers. Where are all these other generals and the people? White hats, are they in the dark? Are they in the deep state? Like, I need to know what's happening. Like, this is not only here, bro. I could only imagine what's happening abroad.
Well, I mean, first of all, like, the information that this is reporting, it's coming out of Guantanamo Bay. That's where they have access. So they don't have access to all the other military bases and whatever. So whatever you get out of, because Guantanamo Bay is where everybody goes. Like, if they get you, they're taking you to Guantanamo. They're going to give you a tribunal. They even report the tribunals. They'll give you the full records of the court documents and everything. And they'll go through the whole court document and see what the verdict was. And then after the verdict, and then the execution and everything. So it just takes you down what the case was, what the evidence. And so everybody that gets arrested, they end up in Guantanamo Bay. And then after they get their trial, what we're seeing on TV is either freaking, like, people that are long gone, like a Katie Hobbs and General Milley. They arrested General Milley, the guy who's the big general who was head of the Afghanistan war freaking arms deal that went down. So they're getting biolabs. They're talking about Putin bombing biolabs. They're getting information, but they'll also get worldwide information that's fed to them from sources, say Ukraine or stuff like that. Uh-huh. But if you just go back, like, look, JAG arrests Stephen Colbert, the talk show host, that liberal freaking cocksucking pedophile.
Word.
They arrested him.
Done our research on clones, and this is not just because clones and organs are probably the biggest fucking assets to the black market and the Chinese government and every other person that's rich out there that wants to stay alive for a longer time, because they have access to bigger resources, bigger and better fucking lifespans. It's not just your organs, bro. It's not just human trafficking. This is to not only to fucking hide yourself, but we have pharaohs. We have human history, documented human history, where not only pharaohs and kings and Egyptian fucking elites and dukes and Knights Templar and all these other elitist people from the fucking human history have had doubles around the world. Now, you could call them doubles. I call them clones. Same fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? This is believe it or not. It's not, you know, what Flash said, too. He goes, time doesn't repeat itself, but it does echo. Right. So this is it. Echoing and all these elitists having fucking access to clones, dog, and people that look like him and hiding behind the fucking veil.
They were in a really to tip on the clone situation, these operations, until they started discovering some of these labs. So they were starting to find these labs, these cloning labs, like in Antarctica or in Colorado. And so when they find these labs, they see these stasis chambers with all these politicians' bodies in them getting ready to be cloned out if they lose them. If they get arrested or they get executed, they just take the clone, put them back on the streets, and now this person still exists and the public thinks that they're the real thing and their business goes on as usual. So That's their way of keeping their freaking, their power, their control, and their story alive, because they just have these clones. That's why it's such a huge thing to get rid of these clone labs and to find the actual real person, because when you find a clone, maybe actually the real person is still existing out there. But when you kill the clone and you see somebody out there now, you know that's not the real thing. And they'll only put these people out there. Like, how often do you really see Barack Obama, Clinton? They're all executed. It's all in the article. They're all gone. So Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, freaking Bill Clinton, you really don't see them ever.
Coincidentally, and even the fucking current president of the United States of America, Joe Buttface Biden, looks like a fucking clone. His face is wrinkled from different areas. They just posted a New Year's image with his wife, but it looks so fucking AI generated Photoshop, bro. Like,
yeah, they got the AI generated digital generation. That's one. Mm-hmm. Then they got the clone. That's two. Then they have the CIA masks that they put on that are like look perfect. And then when you see the mask peeling or the mask starting to come up from behind, you see these celebrities with masks.
Big so dog. Once again, it's Michael like, Jackson was a master of disguise. When the movie Blonde Girls came out, no, the White Chicks came out, and they were actually FBI agents. Two black boys came back and they put some fucking white masks on to be white chicks. Look it up. It's a funny movie, but it's telling you the truth right in front of you.
Compared to what they have now. That's Ooh, nothing with compared what I'm saying, to what they right? have now. Yeah. Put it this way, the CIA and Hollywood, they partnered up and became, so Hollywood had all the talent for the makeup artists and the things, and then the CIA came in and said, how do we make these things for us so we could put them on and have agents out in the field? And they perfected it where you could literally walk out and walk into the White House and they'll think you were an actual official. You take the mask off and you're like a woman with blonde hair and blah, blah, blah.
Go watch every spy movie ever made. And they all talk about changing your identity. And this is not about just wearing a mask on. They would physically change the bone structure, the marrow. They fucking scrape your chin, scrape your cheeks, and make you look different with a different skin on your face that matches the rest of your body after you're done with plastic surgery. It has advanced. Remember, the government has about 10 to 15 years of advanced technology that you will never get to see until 15, 10 years pass by. And then they'll make you pay for it. In the meantime, they use all that money to keep incrementing their fucking technology. It never stops. I went to school for computer science, and now I am backtracked more than 10 fucking years, and I will never be able to work as an IT in the IT department ever. Why? Because I haven't updated my learning when it comes to computers and stuff, with IOs, with all these fucking software updates. Every single thing, every operating system is changing on a daily basis. This is why your iPhone is always updating through the night when you're asleep, etc. and etc. This is not a lie, dog. While they're progressing, you're still stuck.
Check this out, bro. You just said 10, 15 years. Let me blow your mind. The military is literally, this is legit. They're 1,000 years ahead of us in technology anything that you could imagine that could possibly even remotely be something, has been something, is something, and it's completely done. Like, it's legitimate because why? Because since they're working with advanced civilization, advanced ETs, and they're getting all this technology, so now they're getting basically some of these ETs are freaking like, it could be a million years ahead of us. And so they're giving us, they're sharing their technology with us. And if so-called like the Earth Alliance and the Galactic, because we're going to get into the next episode, we're going to get into the Galactic Federation PSYOP.
Yeah.
Because here's the question I'm going to set up for the next episode. I've been a big believer of the Galactic Federation, the White Hat, the Earth Alliance, the Battle, the Palladians, Arcturians, Andromedans, all the good high evolved ETs that are helping us ascend into the fifth dimension. Yeah. But here's the thing: the sources that I use, Elena Danan, Michael, whatever his name is. The thing is, they always, like, Delaney Denant, she's an emissary for the Galactic Federation, and she's always reporting on galactic events that are going on. And they're all talking about, like, how, you know, that sooner, and, you know, we're going to have this contact and everything. But I'm just like, why are they still, like, not showing themselves? Like, why does they got to give Elena Danan a story to tell us? And then when she illustrates the story, she has to put her own drawings in of what these Palladians look like. Why don't they just get on a YouTube channel and just say, hi, how are you? We're working to help you. Here's our report. Like, you know, she's reporting on your behalf.
Holy
Why
fuck.
Can't you just tired of hearing how they're working for us and how they're helping us, but they won't show themselves? Like, stop with the bullshit. You're basically telling us that you exist, and yet you're still hiding behind some kind of veil. I don't like it. And I'm at a point where I'm like, is this a psyop? Because it has to be questioned.
I'm not here to challenge what you've brought on the show plenty of fucking times. You've talked about this very positive on
challenge
your own
everything.
Show.
I want you to challenge.
But see, the veil, the same fucking veil that the deep state's using, it has a lot of people hidden behind, a lot of people abused by. It's the same veil that the positive people are using. Think about this, bro. Put it like this. You cannot live just believing in Satan or believing in God. If you believe in God, you have to believe in Satan and the other way around. So what they're doing in the dark, they're doing in the light at the same time. And they cannot intervene physically because we're the only ones that are able to fucking make the change. And I'm not trying to defend the Galactic Empire, the Galactic fucking civilizations trying to really fucking defend us and making our top strand DNA come out. But this is the reality. We cannot change anything else. We could only change our local status, our home, the way we live our lives, the way we eat, and the way we fucking portray ourselves and reflect off fucking other people's energies. That's the only thing that we could actually do, right? But by feeding our information and having this digital battle, we could be exposed to higher frequencies, like you have been exposed to higher frequencies. Just two nights ago, you were talking about how manifestation has been a huge part of your life, and I'm still waiting for that testimony on the show. So this is huge, bro. I mean,
we're gonna hit that too.
Absolutely. Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. Dude, fucking JB, dog. You came and you fucking destroyed it.
Yeah, dude. We got a lot to cover on the next few episodes. I'm telling you, dude, this stuff is just, it's time to really put the meat on the table. Like, we're not playing games anymore. We're constantly trying to figure out who's the real deal, who's on our side, who's bullshit. What story is this that's trying to lead us down a false path? Like, all of a sudden, have you noticed? Just we'll end on this note. Have you noticed since 2024 started, a couple of days now, all of a sudden, everything I'm starting to see on TikTok, Instagram, the news, whatever, they're all talking about the UFOs and aliens. I just saw a huge thing about Miami. They just had the police, a major police thing show up at the mall because there was some kind of 10-foot tall aliens that were in the mall, and helicopters are all over the place. It seems to be like they're building up this new thing now where it's like the alien topic.
It's becoming a little bit more aggressive.
Tucker Carlson. And all of a sudden, like in 3 days, everywhere you turn, there's a different story about some kind of alien. They're setting something up. It's obvious.
Yes. It started 2 weeks before New Year's. I remember it was my birthday on the 29th of December, and I seen something about the lights in the sky in Florida. There was lights over fucking there. A bunch of shit that's happening on the fucking world. And then everybody's so, and they're like, oh, it's just a distraction. Or they're propping it up where they're letting you know what's going to happen. You're set up. So it's normalized for you. And you're just, you're just fucking wow.
Or set us up for some kind of like really kind of like, try to get us into the fear mode and get us paralyzed and panicked.
Fear, that's what they feed off of, dude.
You know, Tucker Carlson was like, this is like, you know, some of the stuff I saw was just, I can't even tell people about it. It's horrific. It's like, yeah, no shit, buddy. That was called the DUMBS, the deep underground military base where all that shit was going down. Some horrible shit from dark ETs.
This, where spirituality, science meets right in the middle, that's the fucking truth. And get ready. Dude, I haven't seen this fire from you for a very long time.
Really?
Let me tell you something. And this is explosive shit right here. When I went on fucking Red Pill's Heavy Hitter 1, 2, and 3, in season one and two for us. I was a drunk cocaine addict son of a bitch that didn't care about anything.
You hated Trump, folks. I hated Trump.
Now I'm the biggest fucking Trump dick rider in the fucking planet. No homo. But look, check this out.
I was by myself fighting for Trump.
Dude, you were, yeah. And I was like, no, he's just like, the rest same you burn. That's the only year. Yeah. So that was the same argument. Let me tell you something. That's the fire I'm seeing right now.
Yeah, baby.
I haven't seen this from you since Trump lost. Since Trump lost that fucking election, baby. That's when I seen you dim down. And I'm not saying dumb down. You dimmed down and you segued.
Had to go into the shadows a bit, you know? Yeah,
you did. And then look at you now. I cannot wait to fucking see what you have next. JB, Renegade, Family of Light on Instagram. And make sure you check them out on Rogue One Media. Again, dude, let them know. What are your final thoughts for this show? Let them out.
Go to realrawnews.com. Start linking up with those articles, those reports. Keep yourself informed on there. Critically think, see if you can find any flaws in these posts. I haven't been able to. There's a lot of outrageous stuff on there. You'll get mesmerized by the stories. Like, you'll be down those rabbit holes, just completely blown away by the stuff you're going to read. But it's going to give you a good insight and good guidance to feel like, all right, there's a battle going on and there's guys that are fighting for us. We're in this thing.
It gives you hope. It gives you hope in a world full of darkness, dude. I love it. I love that shit.
When you hear about someone getting executed, it's like, yeah, man, that's what I want to hear. I want to freaking hear somebody getting executed, for God's sakes. Yeah. So that's what we're getting. And listen, is it false? Is it just fake hope? We got it. We keep questioning. We never stop questioning. We don't just take everything for the gospel. We always question everything.
I feel like this moment, now I'm a big Star Wars guy. This is the moment where in the original trilogy, the Emperor's telling fucking Luke, give into your hate. And then Luke just pulls a fucking saber. And he's about to strike him down. And I was like, I was about like, get that motherfucker right. And then he like, like that little moment.
Anger. Your anger is your power.
It gives you a spark of hope. Like, look at this fucker go, man. You know? So, dude, absolutely, dog. Absolutely. Thank you again.
Let's do it, man.
You're a fucking legend. You're always welcome here. You're a fucking idol on Paranoid Radio Podcast. You have open door policy. And this is Paranoid Radio. ParanoidRadio.com. You can check us out. And then drop a 5-star review in the podcast. It allows other people to enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. Make sure you follow Renegade, the Family of Light. Thank you so much, big dog. Love.
Yeah. Blow your fucking mind.
Woo-hoo. Damn.
Paranoid Radio.